This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House is escalating its investigation of President Donald Trump. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the House Judiciary Committee chairman has subpoenaed all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president today is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden appears to be making the final preparations to join the race for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
After 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president and nearly four decades as a U.S. senator, Joe Biden is one of the most recognizable names in U.S. politics. His working-class background is seen as an asset, but at 76, his age raises questions, and a half-century in elected office presents other challenges. His 1988 White House bid ended after a plagiarism scandal. He's apologized for the grilling Anita Hill got over sexual harassment allegations against Clarence Thomas during the Supreme Court justices' confirmation hearings. And just last month, he struggled to respond to claims of unwanted touching from a number of women, though none alleged sexual misconduct. Nonetheless, he'll enter the Democratic field as one of the frontrunners. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians worldwide are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Robert Berger was on scene in Jerusalem as worshipers carried out an ancient Holy Land tradition.
Jerusalem was awash with thousands of pilgrims marching through the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, in Jerusalem's old city. Some carried big wooden crosses on their shoulders. They sang hymns and read scriptures during the traditional Good Friday procession, retracing the path of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. Good Friday coincides with the biblical Jewish holiday of Passover this year, and Israelis also flocked to Jerusalem to celebrate. Palestinian Muslims attended Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Mali's prime minister and his entire government resigned on Thursday after legislators discussed bringing a motion of no confidence. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports.
Mali's prime minister and his whole government resigned on Thursday after legislators discussed bringing a motion of no confidence over the failure to stem the country's rising ethnic and jihadist violence. The resignation came just 4 weeks after a massacre of some 160 Fulani herders shocked the nation. Most of the deaths occurred in Ogusagu, where gunmen left the charred bodies of women and children smoldering in their homes. Earlier this month, thousands rallied in the Malian capital of Bamako to protest the government's failure to disarm militias or beat back militants.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono to the State Department Friday for security talks focused on North Korea. At a news briefing following Friday's talks, both delegations indicated they want to see tough sanctions remain in place until North Korea commits to completely and verifiably dismantle its nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missile programs. Pyongyang tested what it called a new ballistic weapon earlier this week. On Thursday, North Korea's state media quoted senior officials as saying they would like to see Pompeo replaced as the top U.S. negotiator in any further nuclear talks. India has suspended cross-border trade with Pakistan in the divided region of Kashmir, saying it is being used to support illegal trade by militant groups. New Delhi's move comes 2 months after it withdrew the most favored nation status from Pakistan following a suicide attack that killed 40 paramilitaries in Kashmir in February. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.